You are standing in front of First Sherith Israel Graveyard, a burial plot for the neighborhood's Jewish residents, in use from 1656 to 1833. This graveyard bears the remains of Sephardic Jews who immigrated from Brazil in the mid-1600s and contains the oldest tombstone in the city, dated 1683, of one Benjamin Mosquita. First Sherith Israel Graveyard is one of the few remaining 17th-century structures in Manhattan, other than some Dutch colonial foundations that have been unearthed near Bowling Green. Today, the cemetery is a mere fragment of its original extent, as over the years remains were relocated to accommodate expansion of the Bowery, including the cut-through of today's St. James Place. Only about 100 headstones and above-ground tombs can still be seen. The cemetery is opened every year around Memorial Day, when a special ceremony pays tribute to those Jews interred here who died in the Revolutionary War. During the Dutch colonial era, Sherith Israel was the city's only Jewish congregation. Public synagogues were not allowed in those days, but eventually Sherith was permitted to establish the first of its six temples in 1730, in what is now the Wall Street financial area. Most early Jews in New York City were patriots, and many served in the Continental Army during the American Revolution. By 1850, over 15,000 Jews lived in the city, both immigrants and native-born. The population exploded to 1.4 million between 1880 and 1915 as Jews fled pogroms and economic discrimination in Eastern Europe. Most of the new immigrants lived in overcrowded walk-up tenements in the Lower East Side. Today, not much remains of Jewish life in Chinatown, but just north of here, there's a major Jewish neighborhood just south of the entrance to the Williamsburg Bridge. The epicenter of traditional Jewish life gradually moved from the Lower East Side to Brooklyn after the Williamsburg Bridge opened in 1903, with thousands making the move from the Lower East Side to Brooklyn. Later, a large number of Jewish refugees escaping Nazism settled largely in Brooklyn and formed Hasidic synagogues and schools. It's fascinating to walk through the Williamsburg neighborhood just south of the Brooklyn Side Bridge entrance, where Yiddish is a common language heard on the streets and restaurants advertised in Hebrew script. One of the city's most famous daughters, Barbara Streisand, was born and raised there. She still returns from time to time to give big concerts at the Barclays Center in downtown Brooklyn. These days, the population of Jews living all throughout the city is estimated at over 2 million, making it the second largest Jewish city in the world after Tel Aviv. From here, continue along the sidewalk to the end of the block. Just down James Street from the corner of James Street and St. James Place is our next stop, the old St. James Church.